Come on in to the home of Dear Hallmark. This is the space where we can unabashedly talk all things Hallmark Channel. From Hallmark movies and mysteries to Christmas movies, whether winter, spring, summer, or fall. Your host Dara here will get you covered with them all. So be sure to grab a drink, take your shoes off, hang your coat up, get comfortable, because we have a lot to talk about here at Dear Hallmark. Let's see what's on this week's episode. Well, 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 fancy seeing you here. Hi, everyone. Cheers to you. My name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. Whatever you're doing as you're listening to this, wherever you are, I want to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Dear Hallmark. This is our first kind of our preseason opener. This isn't the official first episode of season four. I'm kind of taking a page from the NFL handbook and doing a little preseason warm-up for you people, because we got a lot of new friends, okay? And so since Christmas Con transpired, we've gotten a lot of new friends. And since the sneak peek of Betty's Bad Luck and Love, we got even a lot more friends. And so I wanted to do this preseason opener as kind of an amuse-bouche for what you can expect from Dear Hallmark as a new listener. And for those of you who are OGs, tried and true, what is going on? How your mama and them doing? How your cousin them? How your sister? Your brother? Your nephews? Your nieces? Your children? How is everybody doing? I always take a break right after the holidays in January because it becomes one of the, as beautiful as the holidays are, they are equally frantic, hectic, and draining, unfortunately, especially with me being a fan leader this past Christmas season. There were some extra things that I was afforded the opportunities to participate in, which of course I loved, but again, it was just a lot. On top of me doing the podcast, reviews, and then my own personal life as a human being. So I took some much needed rest and relaxation over the past few weeks here in January. And I am very excited to come back before you and to talk about these Hallmark Channel movies, because as we've seen over these past few years, Hallmark Channel has changed significantly in terms of how they're branding themselves and the type of movies that they're putting before us. And so it's going to be interesting, especially this coming year, because I feel like last year was that the first full year where we got to see the experimentation, or it could have been 2022. But I think we're starting to get an idea, or maybe the new leadership is starting to get an idea of where they want to go. Maybe, who knows? Still could be a lot of experimenting, but that's what we're here for. We're here to, and by we, I mean me, just providing a space for you to get all your thoughts out, everything that you're feeling, you're thinking as it pertains to the Hallmark Channel. If you have nobody to talk to about it, that's why I'm here. Your internet cousin, Dara. Speaking of internet cousin, be sure to follow Dear Hallmark on Instagram. And with that, I also want to segue into some housekeeping, because I used to separate the anniversary of the Dear Hallmark podcast from the anniversary of the Dear Hallmark YouTube channel, because I consider them two separate things. I do different reviews here on the podcast that you won't find on YouTube, and vice versa. So if you are a new listener and you're looking for some reviews and you don't seem to find them, be sure to check out the YouTube channel, because more likely than not, I did the review on there. But I realize I want to celebrate Dear Hallmark as one whole entity. I don't want to separate the podcast from the YouTube and do all these. It's so confusing doing like a bajillion anniversaries. I don't want to do that. So I used to just celebrate the podcast anniversary. Now what I'm going to do, we're going to celebrate the inception of Dear Hallmark in general. And I think it's also appropriate because it's a leap year.
So we're just going to leap over year three of the podcast anniversary. And we're going to, this year in October, will be 4 years since I started Dear Hallmark. I started Dear Hallmark as a YouTube channel in October of 2020. Because that would have been the first time in a long time for me that I would have been able to experience the new Christmas movies as they premiered. And at the time, I wasn't aware of other people reviewing the movies. The whole fandom, be it in like on social media, I wasn't aware that they even existed prior to me starting the YouTube channel. And nobody in my life cares about Hallmark. So I'm thinking I gotta talk to somebody about these movies. Like, who can I find my people? And so what I did was I started the YouTube channel and I did two movies a video. And because there, at that time, I was like, whoa, these are a lot of movies. I think at that time, they were doing three a weekend, I think. Don't quote me. And I was just doing Countdown to Christmas. Or at least I think I sprinkled in some Miracles of Christmas, too. But that's what kicked it off. And then the podcast came in 2021, which that is its own, that is its own beast. Because, so... I'll tell it here. That's what this is for. So I'm minding my business doing these YouTube reviews, right? So I started the YouTube in October 2020. I started the Instagram for Dear Hallmark January 2021. Had no concept of hashtagging, didn't think the actors, nobody had a social media to even tag. So I was just throwing them up there and whoop-de-woo, right? So then It Was Always You comes around. And kind of like rocks my space center up here in my brain. And so I throw that review up and it begins to get traction. But again, I continue to mind my business. That was February. And so we fast forward to July. So 7 months, I mind my business and throw up these reviews on YouTube. I begin to get a couple, you know, couple 10 followers. I'm like, whoop-de-woo, this is cute. Let's interact. I'm finding my people, right? And then I will never forget this. It was a Sunday because we still weren't meeting in person yet as a church. And so we were on Zoom. I'm trying to focus in Zoom church. And my phone is blowing up with notifications. And I'm like, how are all these people following me? Something must have happened. Who shared something? And then somebody, a dear woman, she DM'd me saying, oh, excuse me, I saw that Tyler story. This is so exciting for you. And I'm like, what do you mean? Who's Tyler? Surely you can't be talking about Tyler Hines because, please. Lo and behold, I look him up on Instagram. Again, didn't even know he had an Instagram page. And there goes my mug on his stories as he shared my review of It Was Always You. Even more so, someone told me, because I was like, how did he even find out? Someone said someone posted it in the Heinies, which is the name of his fan group. Someone posted it in his Facebook fan group and he saw it. And so that's how the whole thing kind of blew up. And then here we are, because people then began to ask me, well, what did you see this movie? What did you think about this movie and this movie? And I'm thinking, I ain't seen none of these. And at this time I was freelancing, so I had all the time in the world. I said, oh, so we got to get something started. And so I said, here goes another podcast. And so I started the Dear Hallmark podcast August 9th, 2021. And we have been running ever since. But with that, though, Dear Hallmark has really become just a community and a space to really be yourself, love Hallmark, have fun, eat, let your hair down, take your shoes off, and just chill. And so I want to be able to celebrate all that Dear Hallmark means and not just focus specifically on the podcast entity of the home of Dear Hallmark. And so what I am classifying as the complete home of Dear Hallmark is the YouTube channel, the Instagram, our Facebook, and the podcast. Now, the Facebook, I apologize to all of you who follow me on Facebook because I have been doing a less than terrible job of updating it because Instagram, I am very much a one-track mind when it comes to things. And so my primary focus has been on Instagram and building that and doing things for that medium of social media. So I apologize to those of you who do follow me on Facebook. And if you feel like you're being left out, I genuinely apologize. I just find it for where I am in the and being in this constant space of building, Instagram seems to be building the most, and people are more readily able to find me on there than on Facebook. And so Instagram kind of has been my priority as opposed to Facebook. I want to be honest about that. So again, what I'm classifying as the home of Dear Hallmark is our Instagram account, our YouTube channel, and this podcast. And so with that being said, I want to let you know, I used to try to do every movie that premieres. And when I started, I was able to do that because, again, I was freelancing. But now with me having a full-time job, and on top of that being a fan leader, which comes with other opportunities and some other social media responsibilities, I'm not able to watch and review at the rate that I would like to and still keep my sanity. So what I am going to do with this season is it's all about the feels and the vibes. I know it's such a millennial / Gen Z term, but I feel like to retain and maintain the joy and not make this a chore and begin to stress out and feel like, oh my gosh, I gotta do such and such. Like, we're just gonna keep it open and honest here. And I'm gonna throw up some reviews on here. There are some reviews that I'm just gonna throw up on the YouTube channel, which is why you wanna make sure you subscribe to both. Because some days I'm gonna feel like doing a podcast review for some. And there are gonna be some days where I feel like doing a YouTube review for the others. So you want to make sure you are tuned in to all channels of Dear Hallmark, especially the Instagram account, because if you don't know, your girl does giveaways. Hallmark channel they be putting it in. So we did a bunch of giveaways during Countdown to Christmas, and it was exclusively for the Instagram account. So you want to make sure you are really kind of tuned into all of the rooms within the home of Dear Hallmark. Hello. All of the spaces that make up the home of Dear Hallmark. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, but also present that to any new listeners that we may have this time around from Christmas Con or even Countdown to Christmas. I know also, too, there were some videos of when the holiday drop happened, doing the Mahogany sneak peek. So just been getting a lot of traction through those things. So I just want to, kind of put everything out there for all of our new friends out there. And even for my OGs, just to let you guys know that, there are going to be some differences moving forward. But it's still me. It's still Dear Hallmark. And we still going and grooving and vibing. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about Betty's bad luck in love. So don't go nowhere unless you're driving. Keep going. Keep moving forward. Don't backtrack. Stop looking in the rearview mirror. You are okay. You keep looking forward. And make sure you don't burn what you got on the stove if you're cooking while I'm listening to this. I need you to watch it, because if it's burnt, I can't eat it. Okay? And we need the food so that we have something to take home in the Tupperware. Okay? All right. And with that, I'll be right back. Stay tuned. And we're back. It's time to talk about Betty's Bad Luck in Love, which stars Lacey J. Malley and Marco Grazene. And this one premiered a couple Saturdays ago, by the time you're listening to this. And let's see what Hallmark says that this movie is about, and then we'll get into what transpired throughout the movie. So as per HallmarkChannel.com, it says, cursed from childhood to fail at romance, Betty's relationships have always ended in disaster. But when she meets
Alex, she's tempted to try once more. Can true love prevail over a curse?
Okay. This was the movie I was most excited about for January. While I deeply, wholeheartedly missed, desire, and yearn for our winter movies, this one kind of stood out above the other movies to me because of the two stars. Lacey J. Malley is our youngest sister, Jess, from Chesapeake Shores. Shout out to all my Chessies out there. Let's just take a moment of silence for the cancellation of the show. Okay, I'm back. I deeply miss that show. That show was so good. I'm not a hearty and I don't watch One Calls the Heart. So that was my show. And so to see her again in a movie, I said, come through, ma'am. And the haircut, phenomenal. This woman is gorgeous. Her eyes, striking. And shout out to the wardrobe girls, led by their fearless leader, Geraldine Dattien, who doused her in the most wonderful clothes that my eyes have ever seen. I interviewed Geraldine Dattien, by the way, last year during the Dear Hallmark Masterclass series. And she's done, at least by this point, she's done almost upwards of 50 movies for Hallmark Channel, including Big Sky River, Just One Kiss, the Wedding Veil series, and a host of others. She's even done a few mysteries as well. So I'll link that interview in the show notes if you're interested about hearing Geraldine's kind of thought processes behind costume design, how she got into the Hallmark world, how she got into costuming, and so on and so forth. She literally breaks it down to the ground, and it's so, 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 so good. I digress. So Lacey looked spectacular. And then we got good old Marco. Last we saw him was, I believe, Hearts in the Game with Aaron. No, Haunted Harmony Mysteries with Tamara Mori Housley. Haunted in G Major. The fashions were fashioning for the kid, okay? We were in Ireland riding a bicycle, being whimsical, learning piano. It was just wonderful. And then prior to that, he had Hearts in the Game. So we got a double dose of Marco outside of him being in Virgin River on the Hallmark Channel. And I love that we get to see Marco so soon. I'm appreciative. Hopefully, I don't think he's been in a Christmas movie yet. I don't think he's led a Christmas movie yet, which in my mind, it doesn't compute. I need somebody to reconcile the situation. I need someone to rectify this because I believe he's put in the time and he needs a Christmas lead. That's all I'm saying. I think my favorite movie of his is still right in front of me. That was his first Hallmark movie as lead. Because I know he was also in The Story of Us with Sam Page and Maggie Lawson. But Marco just, like, he's becoming, and it makes sense because they hang out together. He's becoming a Benjamin Hollingsworth where it's like, dude, I haven't seen a movie yet that you've been in that you do no wrong in. Him, Chandler, Evan Roderick, Benjamin Hollingsworth, like those four right there are a problem, a force. Okay. And so I was incredibly excited that these two were paired together because I knew they're both incredibly talented and I knew they were going to bring it. So I'm twisting my hair. First of all, I was so kerfuffled about the time. I don't know why I was kerfuffled. In my head, I was thinking one thing, but it was another thing. So I'm sitting there watching it, twisting my hair and just getting my ever-loving life. And so here's the nature of the movie, because I did a lot of preface. In middle school, Lacey likes a guy that apparently her friend likes or a friendly classmate likes as well. And so this classmate puts a hex on her, whatever. And then she's had a bunch of failed relationships for the past 20 years, and she blames it back on this one incident. And she's still friends with the girl she was friends with in middle school. They're friends now as an adult. And that friend is getting ready to get married. Her dude's a chef, blah, blah, blah. Alex, aka Marco, comes in because he's moving into Lacey's building right above her, floor 5. And she's running late. They bump into each other. She's like, what in the world? What is this? Come to find out, it's a Saturday. She's a risk analysis. So she's very much probability. She's scared, fear, worry. What are the odds that this could happen, sort of thing. So, yeah. Y'all, this movie was weird. Like, there's so many, I'm a twisted ball of yarn about it. Here's the thing. I enjoyed Lacey and Marco, right? But I think the story, like how they, I don't know if it's how they edited it, but the sequence of events just didn't add up. And I think one too many blocks came out and we just said Jenga. That's what I think happened. I think Jenga happened. And it's like, oh, okay. That's kind of how I feel. Because when they meet each other, you can cut the chemistry with a number 2 pencil. Do you hear me? You can cut it with a feather. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's palpable. It's not even chemistry. It's chemistry at this point. It's chemistry because it's all in there. It's all in the air, right? But the thing that twisted my noodle, I don't know if I zoned out, if I blinked, if I just looked away for 2 seconds. But he's talked about this camping trip that he's going on. And then all of a sudden, she's like doing this research or something. And then she's like, she calls her friend, you feel like going on a camping trip? Like, why are we following him? Like, I was just so, so I understand that she's worried, but I'm still confused at the extremity of her actions, if that makes sense. I'm just very confused at the events that took place. And then I'm about to spoil it. And then all to find out that, oh, there's no curse. Like, I don't know. A lot of things that took, and then her to keep like yanking the rug from him, like, no, I don't want to do it. Okay, let's do it. No, I don't want to do it. Okay, let's do it. I'm like, girl. But again, I just loved watching them together. I don't know if I'll watch this movie again, though. It has to be something I have on in the background, and then I just look at it when certain parts come on. Because I don't see myself sitting there watching this actively with my eyeballs on the screen. You know what I mean? That's kind of where I am with it. But some things to kind of pull out. We talked about Lacey's wardrobe. I love me a corporate something or other. I want to see Lacey and Marco paired together again, please. This along with Katie Finley and Evan Roderick, we gotta get another movie from both of those pairs. It behooves the powers that be that we get another movie from these two pairs. I am still campaigning for this corporate enemies to lovers thing. And so I feel like originally I had Tyler Hines and Christina Milian in that corporate enemies to lovers movie. And I'm talking hardcore enemies to lovers. Like, we don't, like, the main plot takes place in the office. You know what I'm saying? We may go out to dinner. We may go to a bar. We may go to the gym, but we stay at the office. Okay. And so that's my main corporate enemies to lovers thing. But after seeing Betty's Bad Luck and Love, oh my gosh, do I want to see Lacey and Marco in a corporate enemies to lovers thing. I don't care the profession, architect. Do we? No, it has to be finance. Ooh, there it is, finance. So Tyler and Christina will be at the law firm, and then Lacey and Marco will be like investment bankers or some type of financial thing. Oh my gosh. I'm getting so excited. We need to make this happen. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. You heard it here first on Dear Hallmark, by the way. You heard this here first. Yeah, that's what I want. That's what this movie gave me. Some other things to pull out, or some like standout scenes. Alex's sister was dressed to perfection. The bowler hat, her being a professor. If it's one Hallmark profession that I love, it's a professor. I have a English degree, so anything literature, academia, professorship-ish, I'm always on for. I am always on for. So the fact that she dressed like an English, and I think she taught French literature, right? I think she did. Was she specialized in French literature or something like that? So like Alex's sister is who I want to be when I grow up, basically. And so loved her and enjoyed the spicy cooking scene with her sitting on the counter and then they kissed. Let me just fan the mic because it's already on fire. Sheesh. That right there. Oh, and another thing that just like I was bonkers new. Two more things that were bonkers new. Him dancing and then tripping, falling down the stairs and getting and hurting his head. And so then she cuts it off. And then the fire. He goes into a burning building to save. Like, it was, I feel like we just kind of threw pots and pans together a little bit and just threw them down the stairs and was like, yep, that's going to work. And I was like, wait a minute, stop jostling me all over the place. I just felt so like I was grabbed by the collar and I was thrown down the stairs with those pots and pans. That's kind of how I felt. But again, I reiterate, I love Lacey and Marco together, and it was a joy to see them together in this movie, and I want to watch them together again on screen. I just want to put that out there. But Lacey and Marco, the fashion, loved. The random events, the following of the camping, the burning building, the falling down the stairs. That was weird. That was very... And the ending, it felt like... Okay, it reminded me of The Wedding Veil... Was it Legacy? With Allison and Victor's second Wedding Veil trilogy. And it was like, okay, is this ending? Because at least at three different junctures did I think it was ending. I didn't think they needed to end with the rugby. They could have ended with the, I think they were doing something on the Amazon or even them getting married. They could have ended with them getting married because that was really, the dancing was awkward though. The dancing was incredibly awkward when they were dancing down the aisle. I felt secondhand embarrassment. I'm not going to lie. But I felt like at three different junctures, the movie was over, but it wasn't. And then it was. And I was like, what? But those are kind of my thoughts. They may be disjointed because that's how this movie made me feel. And I apologize. But yeah, y'all, that's where my heart belongs as it pertains to Betty's Bad Luck and Love. What did you think? And you know how you can let me know what you thought? You can either comment on the picture for this post on Instagram, let me know, or you can even leave a voice message. There's a link in the show notes that takes you to a page where you're able to leave 60 seconds worth of your thoughts. And I can play it here on the podcast and respond to it. And it's as if we're dialoguing, you know what I mean? You can even leave more than one message. Don't be confined to one message. People have left more than one message, and I've played it on here before, so... By all means, utilize the voice message feature of that. And also, guys, a little bit of, I forgot this for housekeeping. We have reached over 1,000 subscribers on Dear Hallmark's YouTube channel. Woo, woo, woo. I'm excited about that because 1,000 subscribers equals monetization. And I know a lot of the OG Dear Hallmark family has been like, sis, we got to get your money up as it pertains to this podcasting thing. So a way for you and a free way for you to support Dear Hallmark through that way, watch the videos, share them, get them all over the algorithm. Because the more eyeballs on those videos, the more subscribers, the more money. And also, they started this gifts feature on Instagram Reels where you're able to monetarily contribute to a video. And so I may turn those on. I may not. I don't know yet. And there's also a listener support feature here on the podcast too. So if you find it in your heart to want to do a monthly donation of either 99 cents a month, $2.99 a month, $4.99 a month, or $9.99 a month, you are more than welcome to do so. There's a link in the show notes for you to do that as well if you're wanting to contribute. Yeah. I'm trying to think if I should start a PayPal or something. I don't know. We'll see. But I know some people have been, you know, been getting on me about like doing some things to gain some type of monetary compensation so that this can become a thing. You know what I mean? And so there's options out there for you guys who want to financially support if that is what you want to do for Dear Hallmark. And so first, I appreciate you guys' heart for that. But those things are there if you want. But I'll still be here regardless. So you guys, I want to thank you so much for tuning into this preseason opener. I'll talk to you guys again in the first official episode of season 4 of the Dear Hallmark podcast. I'm super, super hype about that. And 4 years, season 4, going into our 4th year of doing this. So shouts out to the number 4. Well, you guys, my name is Dara. This is Dear Hallmark. And in the meantime, between time, my friends, be sure to watch a winter Hallmark movie that you love. And I'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Ciao, my friends.